The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, May 19, 2022. Cubans are commemorating this Thursday the 127th anniversary of the fall in combat of national hero José Martí, organizer and initiator of what he called the necessary war to break the island's subjection to the Spanish colonial yoke. The poet, essayist, journalist, and founder of the Cuban Revolution Party, described as an apostle of this nation's independence, met his death in Dos Ríos in the former Oriente province when in his first battle he was hit by a close enemy rifle fires from which he received several bullet shots. Despite the recommendation by Máximo Gómez, General-in-Chief of the Liberation Army, to remain in the rear guard, Martí went to the front accompanied by his assistant because his ethics and sense of duty did not allow him to lag behind those whom he had called to combat. One day before his death, in a letter addressed to his close friend Manuel Mercado, he wrote, "I am already in danger every day of giving my life for my country. To prevent in time, with the independence of Cuba, that the United States spread over the Antilles and fall with even more force on our lands in America." Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister Elio Rodriguez met in New York with Cuban residents in the U.S. and thanked them for their solidarity against Washington's aggressive policy. At the meeting, which took place at Cuba's permanent headquarters at the United Nations, the Deputy Foreign Minister highlighted the expressions of support received after the accident at the Saratoga Hotel in Havana, where more than 40 people were killed. He also spoke about actions promoted in the U.S. to call for the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington and for good neighborly relations between both peoples. Rodriguez expressed gratitude for the donations of materials and medical supplies to fight COVID-19 made by Cubans and members of Cuba's solidarity movements. According to Jose Oro, one of the Cubans attending the meeting, they also discussed the impact of the latest measures taken by the administration of President Joe Biden regarding Cuba. The Day for Cuba campaign, convened in Belgian cities from May 18 to 21, started in Brussels on Wednesday with the demand in front of the European Parliament to end the U.S. blockade and the aggressions against the island. The Luxembourg Square, which overlooks the European Parliament, is the headquarters of the mobilization, supported by Cuban residents in several European countries, Latin Americans, Belgian solidarity, associations, and political forces, members of the European Parliaments, and representatives of other sectors of society. The Belgian Coordinating Committee Against the Blockade Against Cuba and the Cubanismo.b Association, two organizations very active in denouncing and condemning the economic, commercial, and financial siege imposed by Washington on the Caribbean nation for more than 60 years, are attending the meeting. Associations of Cuban residents in Germany, France, and the Netherlands issued statements in support for the day, while the Europe for Cuba channel announced that it broadcast details of the activities on social media. And in the international agenda, we have that Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega highlighted his government's efforts to guarantee the economic development of the country after the current high prices of products in the international market. During a national ceremony celebrated the eve of the 127th birthday of national hero Augusto César Sandino, the head of state spoke about the readjustments in various programs made by the government to guarantee economic stability. He also spoke about the budget of this Central American nation, which was excellent, but it had to be readjusted to the current circumstances, and resources should be concentrated in the place with the best performance. Ortega mentioned wars as the main instrument of economic destabilization worldwide and said that the world was different before clashes between the United States, the European Union, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization with Russia. We continue to fight for peace, stability, and homeland security. For that, it is essential to defend sovereignty as we Nicaraguans have defended it, the president said. Meanwhile, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry on Wednesday recalled that the flag was the result of a national consensus that should inspire all citizens to banish divisions and rediscover the unitary spirit. Henry, who addressed the nation on the occasion of the 219th anniversary of the creation of the Haitian flag, stressed that it is time to set aside the disunity that undermines the national stability. Dessalines tore up the tricolor French flag, a symbol of colonial power, 219 years ago, while Catherine Flan joined the red and blue stripes to form the new flag. The flag is a symbol of unity. It should help us stand together, move forward together, and succeed together. The future of our children and the development of our country depend on cooperation, Henry said. The commemoration comes as the country is going through an unprecedented political and security crisis, which intensified since mid-2021, especially after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in July. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.